Governor Chris Christie is not apologizing for recommending 50 people, including many with political ties to his administration, for jobs at the Port Authority.
I reserve the right to put people in places, both in terms of these authorities and this government, who are going to execute the policies of this government and not the policies of the last administration.
The jobs, as the Bergen Record reported on Sunday, range from those at the executive level to toll collector. And the people recommended for the posts include a gourmet food broker and an actor. Together, the jobs pay about $4 million. Joining us to discuss this is Bergen Record reporter Sean Boberg. Hi, Sean.
Hi.
So how are these people connected to Christie? Are they donors?
Well, there are a variety of connections. A lot of them, have previous experience either working for the Republican Party on a state level, state legislators who are allies of Christie. Almost all of them are Republicans. And then there are some who have personal ties to both Christie and his appointees at the Port Authority. One example is Deputy Executive Director Bill Veroni's high school classmate and the co-author of his self-help book, was hired as the employee publications editor. The governor's childhood friend who he went to school with, a former political blogger, is now has a job title as Interstate Capital Projects Director. So there's a variety of connections here.
Is this unusual? Don't all governors appoint people who share their views?
Well, in New Jersey, unfortunately, it's not unusual. There's a long history of political patronage. For some, this cuts against the grain because Christie has built a reputation as a former federal prosecutor. He built a lot of corruption cases against politicians, took a special interest in ethics, and he vowed when he came into office to take on this tradition of political patronage. So in that sense, it does it is sort of inconsistent with how he has spoken about authorities and his plans for state government.
Governor Christie says he's reducing the amount of patronage at the Port Authority because he's cut 200 jobs. But you've spoken with critics who say he's treating the Port Authority differently than he's treated other agencies.
That's right. One thing that is important to understand is the Port Authority, because it's a bi-state agency, both the governors of New York and New Jersey control the agency through their appointees. They don't have any direct authority to hire people. And you have a professional class in this agency. A lot of these people who have worked there a long time are seeing politics come into the day-to-day operations of this agency, and that's been a complaint I've been hearing from longtime employees for several months. So there's a concern here that transportation is not the sole priority of the people who are coming to work at the Port Authority, these new hires.
Right. You there's some complaints from Democrats that some of these folks, and from good government types, saying that there's no evidence that some of these recommended people have the skills needed for the jobs.
Right. And, to be fair, it's difficult to say someone isn't qualified for a job based on their former work experience. Unfortunately, I have not gotten the benefit of information that would shed light on that because the Port Authority has not yet released resumes. I culled information from online research and public documents, and overwhelmingly, these people sort of operated in the political sphere. So there is a lot of evidence that the experience of these people is largely in the political realm, and there have been questions raised about how relevant that experience is to a transportation agency that's so critical to the region in terms of moving people and goods.
Sean Boberg is a reporter at the Bergen Record. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
You can follow developments on this story at our transportation website, transportationnation.org. This is WNYC.